Sechah Shvi'is Perek Gimel Mishneh Hey. Lo yiftach adam machzev batchila l'soich sadeyu ad shiyeh yeboi shalosh murviyos. Shel, shehem, shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosh. Shi'uron esrim v'shiva avonim. This Mishneh is a complicated Mishneh to describe, certainly audio, in an audio fashion, but we will try. A person is not allowed to open his field to being a quarry. A quarry is an area that has stone, and one is trying to remove that stone. Many times these stones are used for building. That's what they use for. They cut the stone out of the quarry. But it can appear, if a person is removing stone from his field, or block of stone, that he's preparing the area for planting. So that would look like he is trying to plant on the field or prepared for planting on Shemitah. So the halacha is like this. One is not allowed to initially start cutting away a machtzev, a quarry, in his field until from before Shemitah he had Shalosh Murbiyos, three rows, Shehem Shalosh, Al-Shalosh, Al-Rum Shalosh. That means they are 3x3 by a height of 3. Shi'uran Esrim V'Shiva Avanim, which together the shear is 27 stones. Now, the point over here is A. The person is not allowed to open up and start cutting this rock that's embedded in the ground unless they already had this quarry, already had started being exposed before Shemitah. How much should be exposed? So it says three rows of 3x3, about the height of 3. There's a three-way machlokes, interestingly enough, in what this means. Does this mean that it's 3x3, the entire thing is 3x3x3, meaning you have basically exactly a Rubik's Cube, a cube of 9 cubes on each side and 9 cubes in the middle. Therefore, each one is 1x1, so the cube is 3x3x3. All together, those three rows that have, each row has 9 stones, because each row has 9 1x1x1s. That's how the Rambam reads the Mishnah. All together, they're 27. The Rash and the Rosh have different varying pshatim. Either each stone is 1x1 by a height of 3, and therefore you have three rows of 3x3x3, which really means that each single row has 9 1x1x3, and there's three rows of that, which gives you 27 stones, each stone being 1x1x3, or you have three rows of each row is 1x1x1 stones, but there are 9 stones in three different height, piled up one on top of the other. So this is 9, 1x1x1 is one layer, then the second layer is 9, 1x1x1, and the third is 1x1x1x1. And therefore, you have, in each row, you will have 27 stones, and altogether, you have 27 times 3, which is going to be 81 stones. Regardless, whatever the shear is, these are the shiurim that, if it was done prior to Shemitah, if that was exposed prior to Shemitah, one is allowed to continue and actually clear the field and cut those stones on Shemitah. Mishnah Vav. Goder, a fence made of stone. Sheyesh boi asara avonim shel maso yishnayim shnayim. It has 10 stones that each one of these stones is heavy enough that it needs 2 people to be able to carry them. So that stone Hare elu inotelu. You can remove that fence of those stones. So machlokes is if you could take only the large stones, or you can take the smaller stones. Most Rishonim hold you could take even the smaller stones. You can remove this wall. And it doesn't. We don't say that you have a problem that you're clearing away the field for planting. Shir goder asarat fachim. The size of this gedder, it has to be not only of 10 stones, but it has to have 10 tfachim of height. Pochas mikan, if it's less than that, machtsev. That's one reading of it. Machtsev would mean it's like a quarry, and therefore it will have the dinim of the quarry that we had in Mishneh. V'goymimoy ad pochas meha'aretz tefach. And you can cut it down up until, meaning take it away, up until one tefach off the ground. You have to leave a tefach of stones off the ground. That is how the Rav learns this Mishnah. However, this halacha of leaving one tefach off the ground, we never really learned in the Mishnah before. So, it seems that the Rambam read this Mishnah, not pachas mikan machtsev, it's a quarry, but rather pachas mikan michatsev, meaning he carves away and leaves one tefach. The point is, in this case, he's got to leave one tefach, because otherwise it would look like he's clearing away the field for planting. Bamed varma murim, when is this halacha said? And there's a machlokes rishonim, does this mean the past two mishnayos, or this mishnah? But ostensibly the mishnah is saying, mitoich shaloi. The only prohibition is when he's clearing away stones from his own field. If he's taking it out of his friend's field, whatever he wants to take, he can take, because nobody's going to think that he's cultivating someone else's field for planting. When is this halacha true? When a person didn't start Erev Shvius. Whatever he wants, he could take. And this is also a machlokes. If this is going back on the quarry, does that mean that if he didn't start on Erev Shvius, but if he started Erev Shvius, even if you don't have that amount of rack exposed, it is mutter? That is one shita sarishinim. But all these prohibitions are only if one did not start before Shemitah. If he started before Shemitah, then there's no chash, and nobody's going to say that he's clearing it away for planting on Shemitah.